Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Heart to Heat with Tiskia. My name, of course, is Tiskia, and we will be talking about something that I'm very, very passionate about, and that is relationship advice and situations and scenarios. I wouldn't say necessarily advice, just my opinions on some scenarios and questions, dynamics in relationships. Because I talk about this a lot. This is one of my favorite topics to speak about with friends and with other people. I love debating about this. I'm very passionate about it. So I think it is most appropriate for me to express my opinions and have an outlet to express my opinions on these topics. And I think it will be entertaining to listen to my opinions because they are very unique compared to the vast majority. Anyways, I really want the first episode to be solo so I can just get out my own opinions and then we can come in with the opposing hot takes and opinions and, you know, not arguments but debates, friendly debates. Anyways, so we're going to start off with the first scenario. So just to lay out the format of this, we'll just be speaking about some relationship scenarios, and I'll give my little spiel on how I feel and my opinions on it, because I you may not believe, but I have a lot to say. In any case, let's start off with the first scenario, and this one will be about long-distance relationship. This is for all the LDRs out there. Hashtag LDR. Let's go. I'm so sorry. Anyways. Okay, so the question is a long-distance relationship ever worth it, or is it just a recipe for heartbreak and infidelity? Now, this question is very hard to answer, so I'm gonna bend it a little. Is a long distance relationship worth it? My answer, no. Now, not to be brutal or anything, but you really, 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 really have to have a certain dynamic for it to work. So there's no, in my opinion, there's no definite answer. There's no yes or no, but mostly no. Because you really, again, you just have to be two certain people for it to really work out. And there are rare occasions that I see that happening. I haven't seen many long-distance relationships work. And you know, that's not to discourage others from getting into long-distance relationships, because you could be that person. And I will delve into what these people, what it takes, what I believe it takes to really be in a long-distance relationship. But for the vast majority of people, I believe that it's just a no. Most people can't handle it, and a lot of people think they can handle it. A lot of people think they have the gut to handle it, and it's not an easy thing. I earlier today I was watching a little short form content video about just like a little long distance relationship, and it genuinely made me cry. And I know for sure well I couldn't handle it. And you know, this is not just me putting my own, I guess, insecurities on other people, but I think just coming from listening to, because I do listen to other, you know, relationship podcasts, and I do listen to other people on speaking on relationships, and whether it be theirs or others. And so I've heard people talk about long distance relationships, and I've seen people in long distance relationships, and let me just say, there's not a high success rate. So what, let me just delve a little deeper. What do I mean by you have to be a specific person for it to work? I mean, you have to have specific traits, and you have to be really healthy. And I don't mean you have to have a good diet. I mean, mentally, you have to be really healthy. You have to have really good time management. But let's talk about the most important thing. You have to be really, really good at communicating. You cannot have a long-distance relationship if you can't communicate. Because there are people who are in, who are not in a long-distance relationship and can't communicate, can't send a single text, and that's not gonna pass when you're in a long-distance relationship, because that's the only way you guys do communicate. You text, you call, that's your only form of communicating, right? So there's no way you can pass in a long-distance relationship, and a lot of people don't truly know the meaning of being good at communicating. People will claim to, you know, be good at communicating because I know how to voice my opinions to my partner. I know how to be honest. I'm very blunt, so of course I'm good at communicating. That's not communicating, right? You have to communicate well and in a healthy way in which your partner isn't, you know, offended, doesn't feel offended, or your partner doesn't feel that you are only thinking about yourself, or just, you have to be mindful of your partner when you're communicating. And a lot of people, it's really hard to get to that level, right? And you know, in a long distance relationship, I truly believe that you have to already be on that sort of level, or at least close to that level, for it to truly work out. And not only one partner can be this way, it's both of them, because otherwise it will be one-sided, right? It will be one-sided, and that's never good. A one-sided relationship is never good or never healthy. So number one, you have to be good at communicating well and efficiently, and in a way that is mindful of your partner. You have to know your partner, right? Also, your partner's love language can't be physical touch or quality time. I mean, you could stretch quality time, but neither of you guys can have a love language that's physical touch. There's no way. You know, coming from a person who at once, my love language was physical touch. I believed so. I've always believed that I was a physical touch kind of person, but I don't think I am. I took the test. I think my love language is all of the above, I'm not gonna lie. Because I take the test like every so often, and I always get a different one. But I feel like physical touch is always a close second. So anyways, enough about me. I think that in a long-distance relationship, I feel like, of course, this is a given, but physical touch, that's the whole barrier of it. You know what I mean? Like, you're in a long-distance relationship. You can't see each other that often. And, of course, a long-distance relationship doesn't necessarily mean that you guys can't touch each other at all, right? Because you're meeting up a couple times, but that's what I mean, a couple times. You know, it's not satisfying for only one person, especially if only one person has that love language of physical touch. Let's say, you know, one person in the relationship has a physical touch love language and the other has words of affirmation, and only one person is getting is feeling that affection and love every day, right? Because you can always give love, words of affirmation in a long-distance relationship, but you can't always have physical touch in a long-distance relationship, so that other person gets, you know, the butt end of it all. So I think it's just really not gonna work if either of you or both have a physical touch love language, right? And of course that can be a given, but you'd be surprised. Anyways, but again, in a long distance relationship, it is very important to know your in any relationship, it's very important to know your partner's love language and be familiar with that, you know, because that's the love that you are expected, and love and affection you are expected to give. And if you can't give that, and if one side is giving more than the other, putting in more effort and affection than the other, it's never gonna work out. So with that, that's another flaw. Anyways, so let's say you're both exceptional at communicating, and you both know each other's love language as well, and, you know, none of it is physical touch. What are the other ones? Like, quality time? I feel like quality time, you could, like, you know, have virtual dates. I know that's... you could stretch that a little bit. I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt, okay? I'm giving it the benefit of the doubt. Anyways, what are the other love languages? Words of affirmation. I think if both of your love language, it's most ideal if both of your love languages words of affirmation, because you can say so many words when it's like that, and that's pretty much, you know, the most of the relationship, right? Now, if you are a kid, which is, you know, we have to get this out of the way first, because I am a kid. If you are a kid, and what I mean by that is like a minor, a teenager, this will not work out. Because you don't have, especially if it's like across states, if it's across countries, oh my god. Unless you're like waiting, unless you're like, let's say you're like 17, okay, maybe, but otherwise this will not work out. This won't. I'm so sorry. But as a minor, you cannot do the things that adults can do. And what I mean by that is, like, take a journey to go see your long distance girlfriend or boyfriend or partner, whatever it is. So I think it really depends on how available you are to seeing them, right? Because I don't know how some long-distance relationships can go, like, once a year with seeing their, you know, partner in person. Like, I can't believe that can work. And I don't think it ever does. I'm the type of person, and maybe it's because of myself and my opinions and my preferences, but I'm the type of person who... I can't like someone, and I can't have a crush on someone, and can't be attracted to someone if I'm not seeing them every day. Literally every day. I can't. Like, I'm the type of person who will have a crush on one person during the school year, and then during the summer I'm like, oh, I'm totally over them. Like, I don't even know who they are at this point. Because I'm not seeing them. And then when I see them again, I'm like, wait. You know what I mean? So, it's interesting, right? Everyone has their, you know, boundaries. Everyone has their, just preferences. You know, not everyone's clingy like to skier, right? But truly, I believe that it is, you have to be really mature. Oh, also, this goes into the teen thing. You have to be really mature to handle a relationship like this. And I don't believe that a teen or minor can handle this. Even a teenager, even 18, 19-year-olds, I don't think could handle a long-distance relationship. I truly believe you have to be an adult and you have to truly, truly believe, be in love. I'm not saying that teenagers can't be in love, but truly, truly have to really be committed to this person. And also, if you're not in it for marriage, don't be in the long-distance relationship. I really, hot take, I don't believe that the people who say, I don't believe in marriage, exist. Okay? Like, I don't think they exist. Okay? Okay, that's not true. No offense. Okay? But I don't agree with the people who say, I don't believe in marriage. But that's for another episode. I get really heated when I speak about that topic. But again, that's for another episode. Anyways, but if you're not in it for marriage, you should just end it. Because there's no way. Because a long-distance relationship comes with a lot of hurt, right? No matter if you're in, if your communication is amazing, you're not clingy like Jiskia. None of that matters, because at the end of the day, you're still going to miss that person. You're still going to yearn to see that person, and you will be sad that you can't sometimes, and you will cry, and you will be emotional, right? This is a given, right? This is something inevitable that comes with being in a long distance relationship. So, I don't think it's necessarily possible to avoid these feelings, and you have to be very mature and very emotionally mature to handle these feelings, right? So, I think you just have to have a certain emotional maturity in a long distance, if you're gonna try to be in a long distance relationship, right? And of course, you're gonna cry, you're gonna be emotional either way, and you have to be able to handle that, right? You have to just brace yourself. So if you're not in a good state of mental health, you're not. Even if you're not in a good state of mental health, I don't think you should be in a relationship in the first place, because it's very hard to manage a relationship and manage your own personal affairs at the same time. In reality, whether it's in a long-distance relationship or if it's in a typical relationship, right? Also, like I was saying before, time management. You have to be able to manage your time, right? You have to save time for your partner. And that can be hard. That can be hard when, you know, you're an adult and you work a 9-to-5. And, you know, it all just depends on your circumstance. So, with that being said, I feel like we can wrap this up a little. My answer to the question, and I didn't really get into the infidelity part this episode. I think I might, maybe I will get into it next episode. I just didn't feel comfortable right now, and you know, that's okay. I feel like I would have gotten a little bit too heated, not gonna lie. Just, that's just between you and I, but anyways. With that, I think we can wrap it up with the true answer to the question. Is a long distance relationship ever worth it? My answer, initially, Well, no. It has developed. My answer is no. Unless you and your partner are both amazing communicators, have flexible love languages, have over-the-top emotional maturity, and are not kids, then my message for you is true love always prevails. Anyways, this has been Hard to Heal with Tuskia. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.